Dreamscape presents Tidy the Fuck Up, The American Art of Organizing Your Shit by Messy Kondo, narrated by Natalie Nottis. Introduction. That's all your house is. It's a pile of stuff with a cover on it. You see that when you take off in an airplane. You look down and you see everybody's got a little pile of stuff. That's all your house is. It's a place to keep your stuff while you go out and get more stuff. George Carlin. With the exception of a handful of super organized people, we human beings are a fucking mess. If you're type A and pretty content with your obsessive need to control everything, you're probably not reading a book on how to get your shit together. This book is for the rest of us lazy assholes who are starting to think that the mess isn't fine. You can't be in the it's fine place and tidy up. If you're in the it's fine place, you're sitting on the couch watching The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel and ignoring the fact that you haven't seen the floor in a few months. No, you have to be so sick of your own bullshit that you can't stand it anymore. You have to be ready to make a change, because you're going to have to roll up your sleeves and do some actual fucking work. Stubborn determination is the real magic. If you're not completely fed up, you'll surrender to the mess 5 minutes into the cleanup and end up back on the couch. You've picked up this book because you want to make a change, or you couldn't wrap your head around the advice in other books, or you just wanted a laugh. Any which way, you're ready for better things. Don't let anyone bullshit you into thinking you can transform your home and your life overnight. You didn't create this mess in a day. You're not going to clean it up in one. Unless you're a psychopath and have utterly no attachment to the things that you've bought. But more than likely, you're surprisingly attached to crap you don't even like, and you're going to need a little help letting go. Your mess is a combination of stress, envy, emotional baggage, and some high-level susceptibility to marketing. Untangling all that isn't easy, but it's worth it. Don't know where to start? Then you've come to the right place. This book is part tidying advice, part foul-mouthed comedy special, and part therapy session. It's meant to help you create your happy place on your own terms. There is no one-size-fits-all strategy. Take the bits that help, leave the ones that don't. Read the book all at once, a little at a time as you need it, or both. It's entirely up to you. I don't give a damn whether you actually follow through. It's not my mess.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?